Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Free beer. Everyone loves free beer.
Unless you don't like beer.
I don't love free beer because I don't like beer. Yeah. And it also makes me feel like I'm missing out because I want, like I like to drink, but I don't like beer. Hmm. I mean, I'll have beer, but I just don't drink a lot of it. And so then when there's free beer, I feel like I'm missing out. Like it's FOMO.
Well, let me say this. I think far too often we choose free beer over just paying for the beer that we want. I would rather pay for beer that I want than just take free beer.
Well, where do you get free beer, though? What do you mean?
Well, like, a lot of times, like, we have a keg here at the office. Shocking.
Do we?
Yeah. And you'll see people out on a Friday, and they're over there. But a lot of times, it's some sort of IPA or whatever, and I don't want it. And I won't drink, like, I'm not going to drink a beer just because it's free. Mm. I think far too often, it's like the free t-shirt. Yeah, it's a free t-shirt. It's a crappy t-shirt. I don't want to wear it. I'll pay for the t-shirt that I want to wear. And that's one. And then for me, beer is the gateway to the hard alcohol. I'm usually like, if I go out on a Friday night, we got about a 5 beer. That's a warm up. It's like a starter. Like think like MLB, that's my starter game. We're going to get about 5 beers in. And then right around that 6th beer, now you're like, all right, that's about that. It's time. It's time.
Aren't you supposed to go the other way, though? Don't they say to go the other way?
No, I never go that other way.
Isn't it like, what is it? Beer before liquor, never sicker?
Yes, that is correct. No. Liquor before beer, have no fear.
You're in the clear.
No, because when I show up at a bar, there's usually going to be some food involved in it as well. Mm-hmm. And if I'm eating some bar food, I'm gonna need some beer. So we're going to go with some hams, we're going to go with some Coors, maybe some Rainier, and I'm eat that. I'll have 2 or 3 of those with the meal, and then you have like 1 or 2 to just kind of get you going a little bit, and then we're going to move on into the hard alcohol. So it's a gateway.
Yeah, I go the other way. Mm. I'll start harder and ramp down, but I never drink beer, so I don't know. That's just not a thing.
Yeah. I think I'm souk. I'll have the bottle in my hand by the end of the night.
And then people always do that. You can't mix your liquors. I don't. Maybe I just don't get sick. But like
Well, a lot of it's about what you eat. Like you said,
I just like to explore the studio space. I don't want to be pigeonholed into one thing.
Well, it's not so much the liquors itself; it's what you mix with the liquors.
Right.
Yeah. If you got a really, really sweet concoction times 5, that's
It's the sugars of all the like the Red Bull and then if you have a cranberry or whatever it is, it's just the Coke.
the Sprite. Then you mix that with some blue Carousel. No,
you know what? Play like a GD champion and stop making excuses, right? We're going on the road.
Or how about drink adult drinks and not anything with blue Carousel in it?
Yeah, just like sip some whiskey.
There is nothing for that. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have a glass of wine like an adult.
Oh, don't mix beer and wine, though. Beer and wine do not go together. You will get
don't
very
sick. Yeah, I don't. Again, not a beer drinker, so I don't know that. I will say that I will drink. I'll usually sit. I'm the opposite of you. I'll usually sit down at a nice dinner and order a real nice strong cocktail to start.
Well, that's true, but that's different. Now, nice.
But
dinner.
Then I will go wine.
Yes.
Through dinner, and then after dinner, you know, I don't know.
Well, they see now we're in two different realms because yes, like if you're my buddy got hitched last week, congratulations again, Dr. Peter Bessis, you the man. And we went to a steakhouse afterwards for a little dinner, and the moment I sit down, the correct move is the old fashioned. When you're sitting down and you're having at a nice steakhouse, the move is always a nice old fashioned, and that starts the evening. But that's two different, like, I'm not ordering beer at a steakhouse. A steakhouse is hard liquor, and then you're right, maybe you move on to wine with dinner. But if I'm at a bar, I'm not drinking a box of wine. Like, those are two entirely different evenings where that's going to go.
Well, I'm going to sound snobby here, but that's okay. One, I have to say that I'm out on any traditional old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to have an elevated version of or a different twist on the old fashioned,
really?
Or I'm not ordering a regular old fashioned.
Really,
that's too boring anymore. There's too many good cocktails.
Yeah,
and two, I do expect you to have a craft cocktail menu specific to your bar. If you do not, I know exactly where I'm going, and it's out the door.
Mm. Really?
I was at K's the other day. You know, K's is in Selwood.
Yeah, I know K's.
K's, nice little dive bar.
Uh-huh.
Cool little bar.
Yeah.
Great menu of cocktails.
Sure.
And their own cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just a little, like you're just being lazy if you don't have that in Portland, in my opinion. Now, you're not going to get this in Salina, Kansas from some places. But anybody worth their weight now should have a bartender or a bar manager or an owner who is putting out their own cocktail list.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so I'm not, if I have to order just give me a regular old fashioned, and by the way, I had to do that the other day, and I won't say the place.
Look,
I did.
You're disgusted right now.
I was disgusted with it. I'm like, fine, just give me a damn old fashioned.
Just get it
neat. I'll be one and done, bitch.
That's great. Yeah, just get it neat, man. Screw that.
That's what it was. I don't drink a lot of neat whiskey anymore. I don't know. You know how it is. Your life, you get older, you change, things change.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like wine. Anyway, let's get next to why we're talking about this.
We're changing names.
Yes. Bush Light is offering... yes.
Bush Light.
So they have a new beer.
Yeah.
They have a can, the hunting can.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Beer, can.
It's camo. Yeah. I've seen the ads for this.
Yeah. So they're offering a contest, and this is real, where... you have to legally change your name to Hunter, and they will give you free beer for life.
To change your name to Hunter?
Yes.
And they just one person?
Well, yeah. I'll read you through the deets.
I thought we were doing something a little cooler where you had to change your name. Like, because let's be honest, if I could change my first or last name to like a beer that I actually drink, I kind of like the sound of that. You could do a lot worse, like... if your name, like Ryan, if you could name, like go with Butt Coors, I'm sorry, that's a phenomenal name.
Well, it raises the question of what would you change your name for?
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I think there's a lot of things that if you gave me, like if this were wine, dude, I'm in. Hunter Rop, I don't care. It's my new name. Free wine?
Would you be Camus Rop?
For life?
Silver Oak Rop? Or Rop Silver Oak?
I'd do it for Miller High Life. Call me Jordan Miller, baby. Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah. Love me the champagne of beers.
The champagne of beers.
My son's a high life man.
It is my favorite. Then it's that and then a Coors Banquet.
We used to have those at the bitter end for a dollar.
Yeah.
A dollar.
They're not much more.
No, they're $3
they're
now.
They're like $3.
Three or four.
Why did we even charge a dollar? Like, here, just take it. Do you know what I mean?
Wish I would have came there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.